This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Today, the Supreme Court takes up the question of COVID vaccine requirements.
The justices on the conservative-oriented court are hearing arguments about whether to allow the administration to enforce a vaccine or testing requirement that applies to large employers and a separate vaccine mandate for most healthcare workers. Legal challenges to the policies from Republican-led states and business groups are in their early stages, but the outcome at the high court will probably determine the fate of vaccine requirements affecting more than 80 million people.
The AP's Mike Hempen reporting. Classes in Chicago have been canceled again as the city and teachers battle over COVID safety protocols. Parent Mary Bluma says this isn't good for the kids.
As a parent, to just see my kids have to suffer remote learning again because they don't learn anything.
President Biden says the January 6th rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol building last year put the nation at risk. But he also hammered former President Trump yesterday.
In a forceful speech in the Capitol, he saved much of his criticism for his predecessor, whom he says keeps spinning a web of rigged election lies to soothe a bruised ego.
He can't accept he lost.
And warns the insurrection remains a threat to democracy. Trump shows no signs of letting up. In a series of statements, he revived his false stolen election claims and said his successors trying to distract from his own failures with political theater aimed at further dividing America. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Another rain and snowstorms battering parts of the Northwest today, and snow in parts of the Mid-Atlantic, up the coast of the Northeast today, says the National Weather Service. Snow could be heavy in New England, say forecasters, maybe 8 inches. This is AP News. A legendary film director has died. The AP's Margie Zarletta has this.
Film director Peter Bogdanovich has died of natural causes at his home in Los Angeles, according to his daughter. He was 82.
You boys can get on out of here. I don't want to have no more to do with you.
Peter Bogdanovich became a big name in Hollywood after the success of the 1971 film The Last Picture Show. He was 32 at the time. It earned 8 Oscar nominations and won 2. He followed that with the comedy What's Up, Doc? And the road trip film Paper Moon. Bogdanovich said in a 2002 AP interview, despite his success, he got newfound fame for playing Elliot on The Sopranos.
People who wouldn't normally recognize me as a film director suddenly recognize me as the guy on The Sopranos. Oh, he's the guy on The Sopranos.
I'm Margie Zarletta.
Elvis Presley's Graceland will mark the 45th anniversary of his death with record giveaways, concerts, and other special events. Elvis died in Memphis in 1977. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.